91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Kayla Haggett. Highway 7 near Calidar has been reopened. The highway was closed between Flinton Road and Highway 41 today following a fatal collision last night. A car collided head-on with a tractor trailer, and both the driver and passenger of the car were pronounced dead on scene. Investigators are looking for the cause of a deadly warehouse party fire in Oakland, California over the weekend. Alex Stone reports.
Investigators here have just now found what they believe to be the fire's point of origin. They're beginning their work now of trying to find the cause. That while Alameda County prosecutors have opened up a criminal investigation into circumstances around the fire, Oakland Police Officer Jonna Watson says that'll all take time, but that right now the focus is on recovering victims.
We have right now 36 families not only grieving for their lost ones, but also they want to have answers. And we as a city collectively are working to find those answers.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Oakland, California.
Quinty's Operation Red Nose campaign has kicked off and is looking to keep impaired drivers off the road this holiday season. QNET's Michaela Chapman has more on this story.
That's the sound of one of Operation Red Nose's many volunteers getting behind the wheel of a complete stranger's car in order to drive them home safely after a night of festive cheer. Belleville City Councilor Garnet Thompson explains the designated driver program.
Three of us go out. And two get into the person that's called in, get into their car, one drives it, one's the navigator, and then the third person has the car behind that's taking them there, and we follow them, and then once they get to the residence, they get out of that vehicle, get back in mine, and we go back for another call.
The program officially kicked off last weekend, and so far has brought over 191 people and their vehicles back home safe. Thompson also says there's been a lot of community support for the program for one very important reason.
Oh, the community just loves it. The main reason is it gets people home safe with their car, and this way they get their car home, they're home, and they're off the road and not drinking and driving.
While the program is free, Thompson says a charitable donation is always appreciated.
But a lot of it goes to the YMCA for their camp program, and then some goes to the Sunrise Rotary Club, and it goes for the camp for cancer patients. And last year, we just about donated just a little over $41,000.
Operation Red Nose will continue its services every weekend until New Year's Eve. Michaela Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
A survey commissioned by Ontario's Auditor General suggests nearly all ratepayers in the province who heat their homes with natural gas want to see the costs of cap and trade clearly displayed on their bills. Allison Jones has more.
The Liberal government's cap and trade plan that starts next year is expected to add about $5 a month to home heating costs. But the Ontario Energy Board decided those costs won't be broken out on natural gas bills. Instead, they'll be included in the delivery charge. The Auditor General's office had a survey company ask ratepayers what they thought, and 89% said they wanted those costs included on a separate line. Energy Minister Glenn Thibeault says the OEB is independent and the decision is up to them. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Quinte West City Council is discussing electoral reform at their meeting tonight. Council is confirming that they will stick with the first-past-the-post voting system for the 2018 municipal election. Belleville City Council also made the decision last week to stay with first-past-the-post. The federal government is hoping to change the current voting system to a ranked ballot system. Nova Scotia's schools are going to reopen tomorrow after the education minister said she is satisfied students will remain safe during a teacher work to rule campaign. The Liberal government had canceled school today as the Nova Scotia Teachers Union launched the campaign following a breakdown in contract talks. Karen Casey says she's now satisfied the union campaign doesn't compromise student safety.
As of today, we are confident that the Nova Scotia Teachers Union has modified its directives to teachers in such a way that schools can now open safely.
The government was preparing to introduce a bill to impose a labor contract on the teachers, but Liberal House Leader Michelle Sampson says the bill will be delayed. The Art and Design Foundation exhibit allowed loyalist students to show off their work last week. QNET News reporter Demi Niles spoke to one of the animation students about her work.
Rebecca Brooks is a second-year animation student. Her character is a little girl named Gigi. She describes how a giraffe helped her pick her character's name.
The giraffe always stuck with me, and that's kind of where her we were thinking of names, and I was like, oh, Gigi.
Brooks describes how she had come up with the idea for the character Gigi while she was traveling across Canada.
In the summer, I was traveling across Canada, and in British Columbia, there's some kids in a park I was walking by, and one of them, her hair just was like two-toned.
Brooke talks about her creative process along the way.
So I work with a drawing tablet on my computer, and so with the brush, so I put in the basic colors first, and then from there I'll get like a smaller, shrink the brush.
The showcase ended on December 1st, but will return next year. Demi Niles, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Finding a career you love starts at Loyalist College, with more than 30 full-time programs beginning this January, including the Practical Nursing Program. Learn with virtual simulation technology in Loyalist's state-of-the-art human simulation lab. Enjoy real-world experience with a clinical placement. A diploma from Loyalist prepares you to enter the workforce with confidence. Visit LoyalistCollege.com to learn more. Loyalist College, we put you to work.
Good afternoon, I'm Kayla Haggett with QNET Sports. The Peterborough Petes and the city are willing to work together on a revised revenue sharing plan. The Petes president went before City Council on November 23rd to tell them due to the dramatic rise in costs of running the team, they could go broke in 4 to 5 years. Cody Starr has more.
Petes Vice President Rod McGillis says no one wants to lose the Petes, but if a deal isn't done with the city, that could become a reality.
They're way too woven into the fabric in our society. But to say it couldn't happen would be unrealistic. This could happen, you know, 4 years down the line if we don't make, some movements in our agreement.
Peterborough City Councilor and head of the Budget Committee, Henry Clark, says that the owners are being much more open than in the past.
And that's allowing us to really be able to evaluate the extent of the problem, and then we can put our heads together as to what we can do to help.
McGillis says the Petes are a huge part of the city, and not only because of the business they bring in.
You know, Peterborough's a great town. The Petes are a huge part of the culture of this city. Not only a business in the city, but a huge part of the heartbeat, the culture, just like the Bulls were in Belleville.
The city's economy would take a severe blow if the team were to relocate, which is why Councillor Clark had this to say.
Having the Petes leave town is not an option.
Cody Starr, QNET News, Belleville.
The Jets and Colts are the teams participating in tonight's NFL game. Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick says he's very familiar with the Colts' defense.
The thing that you notice about them right away, especially looking at their defense, is they're still getting after it, and especially on the edges, rushing the passer, and with the players they have there. They've got some really experienced guys that, you know, I've gone up against, and they've gone up against me a bunch.
The Toronto Argonauts have signed Jake Reinhart to a contract extension through the 2018 season. He has played in all 54 regular season games in his 3 seasons with Toronto. Vancouver Canucks forward Derek Dorsett is set to undergo neck surgery. The surgery to repair disc degeneration will be performed at a spine clinic in Los Angeles. Dorsett is expected to make a full recovery, but the team is unsure when he will return to the ice. He hasn't played since getting injured in the first period of a game against Arizona on November 17th. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today there's a high of 5 degrees and it's expected to be mainly cloudy throughout the day. Temperatures will drop to -3 overnight. Tomorrow it's 6 degrees and cloudy, dropping to 2 degrees overnight with a chance of showers. At 4:09, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. QNET News on 91X next at 5.